It's here and now. The Rockaways in Queens, New York, are actually part of what's being called Zone A, one of the areas where evacuations were called for, where it was feared Sandy would hit the hardest, and where she did. The Rockaways are a long, thin peninsula of towns that juts out below JFK Airport and Brooklyn. At the tip is Breezy Point, where 110 homes burned to the ground during the storm. But further up the peninsula is Rockaway Beach, and residents there are complaining that they're hungry, in the dark, and need help.
We haven't had seen nobody coming to help us or nothing. We just see helicopters. We don't see nothing else. Well, if we didn't have neighbors with each other, we wouldn't get nothing done. So thank God we had neighbors. Otherwise, we're just doomed here. They left us here for dead.
Some people lost everything. It's just crazy. And it's not just here. It's everywhere. It's like, is there that much help around here?
Now, the National Guard and Federal Emergency Management officials, FEMA officials, announced today that they will deliver 1 million meals and bottled water to New York. But Dean Memminger of New York One says people in the Rockaways haven't seen it yet. And, Dean, we understand you've been in the Rockaways for the duration of the storm. Where were you when it hit?
I was on the Rockaways in the area of Rockaway Beach when the storm hit, literally half a block from the boardwalk. And we were ready, and then all of a sudden, all hell broke loose. The ocean started flowing through the streets. We saw SUVs floating by the whole boardwalk, 30 to 50-foot sections of the boardwalk broke loose and floated past the house.
Yeah.
So at that point, as a news crew, we wanted to cover the story, but we had to immediately get up to the second floor of this house to make sure that we were okay. So I think this storm definitely hit a lot worse than anyone expected.
Right.
And so many people in the Rockaways, they were supposed to evacuate, but they did not.
The Rockaways were an area that were told to evacuate. And we know, of course, many were stranded there and also caught in that fire. What are you seeing now?
Across the peninsula now, a lot of folks are asking, well, where is FEMA? Where is the Red Cross? And we have that situation on Staten Island as well, another borough in New York City. The issue is they're cold. There's no electricity. There's no heat. And some folks don't have food, and they are wondering, well, where are all of these agencies that are supposed to help supply us? You know, there's a big question here. You were supposed to evacuate, but at this point, we know folks did not. So they're wondering, well, where's the help?
We read in the Village Voice that there was a meeting scheduled in Broad Channel with FEMA representatives. About 300 residents showed up, but the Village Voice says FEMA didn't. Has FEMA responded?
I saw FEMA come out Tuesday night, but they were just going door to door checking on people. They didn't set up any sort of tent, as far as I know, or give out any food. And what folks say there, they're saying they're only seeing the helicopters go by, whether they're military helicopters, the Coast Guard, or the NYPD. And they say they're not seeing the action on the ground, and they say they feel like they've been left for dead. Now, some of the borough presidents are really up in arms now, saying, hey, we need the help out here, and we don't see it. And one of the issues that New York One, we've seen with our own eyes, when we leave the Rockaways to try to get supplies, one of the things New York One has learned is that the National Guard, they're actually sitting about a mile or two away from this devastated area, just sitting off the highway in their military vehicles hanging out. So we're trying to figure out today, well, what's going on? Have they not received the orders to go into the devastated areas? But people are emailing New York One. They're hitting me on Twitter, at my Twitter account, or hashtag Dean Report, and saying, we're actually feeding the soldiers as they sit here.
Yeah.
But they're not moving in. They're just sitting there. So we're reaching out to the National Guard trying to find out, well, why don't they just drive a mile or two into the devastated areas? And the Sikh community came out last night with hot rice and curry for people, and people applauded them. Thank you for coming. There's another truck that pulled up. I'm not sure their agency, but the truck said Life Center. They gave out diapers and water and hats and gloves. But people are saying that's great. But they want to know where these federal agencies and other charitable organizations are.
Dean Memminger of New York One, who's talking about the Rockaways in Queens in New York, this peninsula of towns stretching out into the Atlantic Ocean that was really hard hit by Sandy. Dean, we tried to reach FEMA ourselves to get a response. We didn't, and we're not surprised. I mean, they may be overloaded at this point.
Yes. I mean, like I said, I did read a news release from FEMA saying they did send out all of this food, and the Red Cross did, and trying to get it to the areas. But the areas I was in, I did not see it. So yeah. I can't talk for every single area, but it's not there. And there are still thousands of people in that area. You may see the New York City news with the transit getting back up in lower Manhattan, but there are parts of this city, parts of the five boroughs, that really look like a bomb hit them. I showed somebody some photos, and they said, wow, they thought the photos were of Haiti. This is Queens, New York. I mean, that's how bad it really looks out there, and I've been in it. So it's really a tough situation. I've covered these things in Haiti and in Japan, and to see it at home in my city is like really, wow, unbelievable.
It's interesting because it is a very diverse peninsula, including this neighborhood of Breezy Point way out in the tip where a lot of New York's finest live, police and firefighters. You'd think they had a little bit of muscle.
Well, I think they do. I think Breezy Point does. So there has been a lot of help in Breezy Point in terms of from local city agencies. The NYPD went in there big time and started pulling people out, moving them back and forth from their homes on a flatbed truck. So I think they have some help, but, you know, they may be folks who can actually go ahead and leave or leave and come back. The other areas, it's a mixed community of individuals who would be from poor to working class to middle class.
But it sounds like you're saying that the Breezy Point area, which had devastation, I mean, just horror with the fire there, might have more connection with city officials where and might have more places to go, more roots in the community, whereas other parts of Rockaway, you have immigrant communities, say they don't have anywhere to go.
But you also have, and people are not talking about the city agencies at this point. They're really talking about FEMA.
They're talking about
the Red Cross, because the NYPD and the FDNY, they were there on the ground day one, but they were, I mean, in the area I was in, 100 Precinct, which was on the corner from where I was, we said, okay, if we get in trouble, we'll go to the precinct. But then I heard from an officer who texted me saying, the precinct is calling for help because they're being flooded. Fire trucks were stuck in the water. I mean, we saw that. I have photos of the Broad Channel volunteer fire truck, which caught fire, trying to respond to a fire.
A reporter, Dean Meminger of New York One Television in Queens, New York. Dean, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And here's the latest. The New York Times is reporting that the city is beginning a large-scale effort to get food and water to neighborhoods, including the Rockaways, Lower Manhattan, Coney Island, Staten Island. And beginning at 3 p.m. Eastern today, residents can pick up water and prepared meals at distribution centers, three meals and five bottles of water at a time. Mayor Bloomberg says, just please bring your own bag. Back in a minute with a new film about Navy SEAL Team 6. Why is it so controversial? Here and now.